This episode is brought to you by Sol de Janeiro. At Sol de Janeiro, touch isn't just for screens. Physical connection is so essential to how we communicate. It's infused in everything we offer. Scents so irresistible, PDA is guaranteed. Textures are so luscious, skin is huggable. Get into a Sol de Janeiro state of mind. Receive 10% off on your first order on soldejaneiro.com. Plus, free shipping with the code SOLDEJANEIRO10.
Judge, it's going to be a historic day. Not a great day in Trump world, but a historic day, wouldn't you say?
Well, I don't think it's a great day in Trump world or in America. To be honest with you, the indictment of a former president, a candidate for president of the United States, is a very sobering moment for this nation. Sobering primarily because most people in this country, and you know what the numbers are, 47% think that in the end, this is really an issue of selective prosecution and a continuing persecution of the man since he came down that escalator in 2015.
Your book's now out, called Crimes Against America, The Left's Takedown of Our Republic. It seems like this is going to be a chapter in your paperback.
Well, yeah, it's not only going to be a chapter. The whole book is, it couldn't be more timely given what's going on in this country. The truth is that this isn't just a crime or a charge against Donald Trump. This is something that involves the country. It's a crime against America, where we are politicizing the Department of Justice, the FBI, indicting a candidate for president, and the administration is the guy who's running against him for president. And by the way, you know, we don't have to go that far back to figure out Joe Biden's deal. He's the one who said from the get-go, oh, I don't know anything about my son's overseas business activities. I know nothing. What is that? What is that, Brian? That is called consciousness of guilt. That is a man who knows he's got a lot to hide, and he better hide it.
Well, a couple of things. Do you remember when he looked right in the camera and said 51 intelligence experts, including five CIA directors, said that this is classic Russian disinformation, knowing damn well this is his son's laptop with all his pictures on there and his voice? So he had no problem looking in the camera saying that.
Well, he not only had no problem looking in the camera and lying to the American people, he had no problem orchestrating it. He knew that this thing was put together by all of his cronies in the swamp to make sure he could make a point against Donald Trump, because he is the essence of corruption. Joe Biden and his family are the part of an organized criminal enterprise. And I talk about this in Crimes Against America. Right now, every institution of our government, whether it's the education, whether it's Justice Department, whether it has to do with the free speech of the press and everyone else, has been compromised by these leftist, socialist, Marxists who want to win at any cost.
Right. I wanted to first tap into your knowledge just of the law and what's going to happen today. At 3 o'clock, the president's going to make his way down. We're not going to have any cameras. No, there's going to be no audio. What we're going to have, though, is a bunch of reporters, no ancillary room, who are going to take in what they're seeing visually, maybe take some notes, and then run out to their cameras.
Right.
When it's all said and done, the president's going to have a rally at 8:15 tonight. But in between, will motions be filed in front of the magistrate judge, for example, to dismiss the charges of anything to do with flipping of his attorney to become a witness against his client?
Well,
will those type things be put into motion today?
Let me tell you what's going to happen today. Today is the official unsealing of the indictment, where the defendant will be advised of the charges against him. He will be asked how he pleads. His attorneys may say, you know, we waive a reading of the indictment and we will enter a plea of not guilty. The judge or the magistrate at that point will then give them a motion schedule or calendar. Your motions are due at this time and responses at this time. There's a whole calendar. Now, if you'll recall Jack Smith, and this is a man who is who is known for his political unsuccessful prosecutions against a governor in Virginia, against Don Young in Alaska, against John Edwards. He's been rejected.
Senator Menendez.
He's been rejected by the Supreme Court, by appellate courts, and by juries. This guy, to get up and say, we're going to guarantee he gets a speedy trial. Let me tell you something, Brian. I've got three decades as a prosecutor, judge, and DA. I have never heard a prosecutor insisting on a speedy trial. That's not for him to ask for. But that shows the politicization of the Department of Justice. And make no mistake, this is a special counsel, not a special prosecutor. He answers to Merrick Garland. This did not move without Merrick Garland. And in my book, Crimes Against America, The Left's Takedown of Our Society, I talk about all of the prosecutions by these left-wingers and that Eric Holder, who was held in contempt of Congress, wants to come out, preemptively and say, we're going to also, if you win, we're going to also impeach you. I mean, give me a break. Get over your derangement syndrome. Let the man run. Let him run. If Americans don't want him, then that's the end of it.
Right. Part of voting for him or not will say, how did he handle classified documents? I want DeSantis. Or, after his 4 years, I want Nikki Haley. Whatever your situation, I like her foreign policy. I'd rather Tim Scott. Tim Scott talks about vision, Martin Moore, Reagan. I'll make that choice.
Right.
But what they're trying to do is pull Trump out of it.
Right.
And I think it's freaking him out that he's winning and gaining. He gained 10 points overall and 10 points from DeSantis since the Alvin Bragg indictment. What do you think is going to happen after this?
Well, I think that Americans see, they sense, they feel that it is intrinsic. They know that there is an unfair system of justice. We Americans have been bred to believe in freedom and truth and justice. And we have been confronted and slapped around since the Barack Obama years, where they said, no one is going to slander the Prophet Muhammad at the UN. And everybody started talking, what about the First Amendment, Barack Obama? When Barack Obama said he would fundamentally transform the country. And then you fast forward to Joe Biden, and all you've got is there really are kids when they're in school. And by the way, the FBI, they didn't have anything to do with social media saying, right, don't expect a Hunter Biden laptop in the form of Russian disinformation. Really?
Chris Christie is becoming the ultimate attack dog. And by the way, just on this, it looks like Donald Trump is putting a new legal team together. I love James Trustee. I just wish he was stuck around. They have Chris Keis and Todd Blanche, and they're looking to expand it. Do you have news on that?
Well, no. The only thing that I didn't answer your last question, and let me just say, the feds are expert at taking the attorney for the accused and threatening him as that he is part of a, or she is part of a criminal conspiracy if they don't turn around and testify against their client. That is a violation of the attorney-client privilege. And Brian, as sure as I'm sitting here, I have seen it happen at least 8 times in 8 different cases. They go right for the jugular. They take the attorney off and they say, we're going to charge you with being a aiding and abetting a criminal act. And the attorney's like, what are you talking about? I'm representing my client. This is how unfair this has all gotten by the feds.
So this is so interesting because Brett Tolman just said, judging by the 49-page indictment, most of the damaging information came from the attorney. And the transmission, the text messages and emails between the two.
Right.
And maybe some of the tape recordings. But I want you to hear. I don't love that he had these documents in a time in which he knows there's great scrutiny. Give them back. You don't need them. Go back and you'll get it in 4 years if you stay on a roll.
Well, then why did Joe Biden take them and spread them all over the place in 4 different locations?
And we have no answer on that investigation.
Yeah.
So here's what Chris Christie said, who was a prosecutor, famously, cut 8.
I did this for 7 years in New Jersey. We did 130 political corruption prosecutions without a loss. What I can tell you for sure, I know about that indictment, is there's probably about a third of the evidence they actually have is in that indictment.
There's a lot more.
There will guaranteed be a lot more. When you're a prosecutor, you never put every card on the table before the trial. And so there's going to be a lot more. Don't be fooled. There's a lot more information to come when they go to trial. Specifically, I think there are going to be a lot of witnesses who actually worked for Donald Trump who are now going to be testifying against him.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. First of all, Chris Christie apparently hates Donald Trump right now. But there will be witnesses who will testify. I don't know this personally, but that's what the feds do. They turn these witnesses and they say, you're a material witness. You have to testify, or, we're going to charge you with perjury if they've said something else at another time. Look, these are very dangerous, dangerous, treacherous waters for anyone who's been involved in this case, because the feds are gunning for a conviction unlike any case they've ever handled before.
Right, but the timing is The timing should be November of 2024, right?
Right.
I mean, not even this year.
Right.
And then if it gets close, you got to think that Elaine Cannon, who is the judge, will say, I'm not going to get involved in an election. We're going to wait for this thing to be over.
Right. Well, there's no question. I think the judge here, and let's be clear, I mean, they want her off the case. I looked at the number of judges in the Southern District of Miami, and they're either Obama judges or Trump judges. I think there may be one Bush judge. All right. They want an Obama judge. They have been forum shopping and court shopping for years. They want every advantage. And yet when anything comes out that indicates, you know, something may not be what they say it is, they ignore it.
All right, so listen, Judge Jeanine is here. The great news is her book is still out. It's still available, and it's still selling great. And
yeah.
It's called, and it's so appropriate now, and that's not the name of it. Here it is. It is called Crime Against America. So you can
go. The left's takedown of our republic. And it is everything that's happening today. It couldn't be more contemporary.
All right, when we come back, I want to bring you to what Senator Grassley said yesterday. So it is electric. And we're following all the events that are taking place in Miami. Security is high. People worry about emotions getting high and getting out of control. I hope it doesn't, but there's no separating both sides. You're listening to The Brian Kilmeade Show.
Learning something new every day on The Brian Kilmeade Show.
Are you a business owner struggling to keep up with cash flow? Are you worrying about making payroll or purchasing new inventory? Do you have unpaid accounts receivables hurting your bottom line? Look no further than AmeriFactors for help. AmeriFactors specializes in financial solutions that allow you to turn your unpaid invoices into immediate cash in as little as 24 hours. They'll advance your company the cash you need to make payroll, hire new talent, or just imagine giving yourself a bonus. So if your customers don't pay due to financial inability, AmeriFactors takes the loss. Applications are considered even if you have bad credit or past bankruptcies. With over 33 years of experience, AmeriFactor has helped thousands of businesses overcome their cash flow challenges by providing the funding needed to achieve success. They provide exceptional service and quick turnaround times. Don't let unpaid invoices hold your businesses back any longer. Get the funding you need. Contact AmeriFactors today and experience the financial freedom you deserve. Contact us at AmeriFactors.com. That's AmeriFactors.com or call 800-884-FUND. That's 800-884-3863.
According to the 1023, the foreign national possesses two audio recordings of phone calls between him and then Vice President Joe Biden. These recordings were allegedly kept as a sort of insurance policy for the foreign national in case that he got into a tight spot.
So that is Senator Grassley yesterday, and I was, even though he fumbled through the script, I just listened to it, and I was just stunned. First I read the transcript, then I watched it back. Senator Grassley says that 1023 that he looked at was redacted, that everyone saw on the Oversight Committee. It turns out he got information, I assume Judge Jeanine Pirro, over the weekend that said that part of the redaction said there were 17 tapes, two of which contained the former vice president, now president, talking to the head of Burisma. And Hunter is in the other 15, and some of them might have all three, and it could be as much as $5 million exchanged.
Yeah.
This is part of the theme of your book, Crimes Against America, the left's the takedown of our republic. But this is the brand new chapter, which will be in your paperback.
Yeah.
Could you give me a scenario where all of a sudden Grassley, with all his prestige, mm-hmm. would put it on the line yesterday?
Let me tell you something, and you said it very accurately. Chuck Grassley is one of the most respected and revered United States senators. He doesn't play around. He is as straight as an arrow. He's not political. He is known for what he's done with whistleblowers and protecting them. Chuck Grassley, to make it clear, that there are tapes, that there appear to be tapes where, you know, they've got, look, what they were doing is that the head of Burisma, he's not going to just give him $5 million and go on his merry way. He's got to have tapes. Any business executive is going to make tapes of their conversation and make sure he gets what he was promised. All right. So I am absolutely convinced that they have these tapes. Now, why would the FBI not allow us to get the 1023 when the 1023, which has this information in it, was never classified? This is not classified information. The FBI is covering up for the Biden crime family. The FBI and the Department of Justice is doing everything they can to prevent this stuff from coming out. Do I have to say anything other than Hunter Biden's laptop investigation has taken 5 years? I could write the accusatory instrument right now. If it is true, if Joe Biden, if there are tapes, and we've got the money trail, we've got the corroboration.
Only one bank has given us a lot.
Yeah, one bank out of 10. We've got corroboration. We've got Bob Alinsky. We've got the laptop, which is a treasure trove of evidence corroborating circumstantial contemporary evidence of what was going on. It is all there. And they're laughing at us saying, look over there, Donald Trump is a crook.
And it's so interesting that Robert Hur, who's doing the investigation on Biden, we don't hear anything. And know what they said last week? We're not close to finished. Really?
Of course
not. All we have to do is go through pages. There's no witness in Italy hiding out in some villa. All you have to do is go through paperwork. You have as much. Don't you have interns in the summer? Don't they file in? Can't you go through some of the things of these different locations and give us an indication of the classification of what's there?
And have you seen any puff pieces on Robert Hur? Nobody even knows who Robert Hur is. He is the cover for the Biden family as it relates to these classified documents and the crimes that are occurring and have been occurring since Joe Biden was a senator. Think about it. Who do you know who's been in Washington for almost half a century and didn't do a damn thing, but has reached the heights of power that Joe Biden has with beach houses? Give me a break. His wife's a school teacher. All right? They've got beach houses.
You mean
here.
The doctor?
Dr. Jill. Right.
But Judge, let me ask him, and this is a legitimate question. Bill Barr came out and said, this is real. I gave it to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh investigated, but they weren't allowed to charge. So we gave it over to Delaware. But through that process, Bill Barr did not at any point say there were tapes. Why is that? Did he not know? Could Senator Grassley have gotten it wrong? Do you have any idea?
Well, I think that Bill Barr probably wouldn't offer any information other than to comment on the information that's already out. Look, I don't see Bill Barr as the kind of guy who's out there fighting for, you know, the average American or fighting to maintain confidence in our justice system. He is part of the institution. He is part of the establishment. He is part of that whole crew. Is he respected? Yes, by many. But I'm not so sure that, you know, I take his concerns as greatly as other people do.
So today at 3 o'clock, they are going to ask, according to Francie Hakes, she came out and said that there might be a move to detain the president. Think about that for a second. Even if it doesn't, not fulfilled by a magistrate judge, is that possible? They say that these classifications, and this is so egregious, we don't think he should be allowed out of prison.
You know, Brian, it's one time in my life, but very few, that I don't even have an answer for it. It is so outrageous. It is so beyond the pale. It is so indicative of their hatred and the Trump derangement syndrome by these people. They don't want him out there. Joe Biden's got stuff in his garage with his drug addict son who's running around the world collecting money, millions in garbage bags from China, our enemy, while China's pissing all over the United States. Give me a break.
It would be crazy to have happen. From what the president has, he's got two attorneys right now, mm-hmm. and they say that they're looking for others. How many do you need?
Well, I think in a case like this, you need several attorneys. You need a team. I mean, there's a lot going on. The feds, the prosecution's going to want to move very quickly. They're going to want to make motion.
You got to go 37 for 37.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, I think you need a big team. And the Fed's business is to threaten all these lawyers so that Trump doesn't have the representation he's entitled to.
Crimes Against America is now out. It gives the background of how we got to the place we are right now. And if are exercised about this after reading it, you'll take action and understand.
Yeah.
You know, not everything's perfect, but there should be equal justice.
Yep.
Judge Jeanine, we'll see you on the 5 tonight.
Yeah, I'll be there. Right. And I appreciate it, Brian. Keep fighting the good fight. We
Absolutely.
All are.
Crimes Against America. Pick it up.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.